Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. With over 3,000 miles of coastline and some of the most breathtaking scenery in the world, the task of keeping Ireland's beaches clean isn't an easy one. Volunteer groups across the country play a huge role in the maintenance and development of quality, safe-to-visit beaches. Clean Coasts, an organisation celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, exists for the purposes of helping individuals and groups get involved with tidying their shores. Here's the organisation's Aidan Gray.
Well, Clean Coasts is actually celebrating its 20th year this year, primarily to support coastal community groups and also to recognise wonderful beaches that have great water quality and great facilities and amenities. So we've kind of got two parts there. One is working with community groups, and we run an annual calendar of various things, call to action, grants, support to groups, general individual support to groups, and lots of other kind of smaller campaigns. So that's throughout the year, but we also administer the Coastal Awards, the Blue Flag and the Green Coast Awards throughout in the year as well. So in a nutshell, that's what we do.
And with there being so much coastline to cover, the need for volunteers is huge. So just how many people are currently registered with Clean Coasts?
Currently, about approximately 2,000 registered Clean Coast groups around the coast of Ireland, coastline of Ireland, which is approximately 40,000 volunteers, you know, involved. So it's a very integral part of Ireland's coastal communities.
With so many people involved across the country, what exactly is it that they do?
Yeah, well, I think the backbone activity that groups do is local cleanups at their coastline. And so I think that would be the kind of common activity. Every group is different. So every group might have a limitation of how often they can get active in the local community, even the ability, the ages, every group is different. And it could be a resident association, it could be a club, it could be a school group, a business, you know, every type of group is different too. So we kind of work in all categories. And for that reason, there is also a huge variety of objectives from these groups. So while the backbone activity might be cleanups, a lot of groups are trying to make improvements for facilities around their local coastline, or maybe they're looking to organize social events, or maybe it might be educational events or tackling specific environmental things like coastal erosion or the like of that. So there's a whole variety of objectives and types of groups, and we just try and work very flexibly with all these groups.
And at this year's Ocean Hero Awards, a group local to County Meath picked up a special recognition award.
The Ocean Hero Awards this year, we had 7 dedicated categories. We had 33 groups part of that award ceremony, which were shortlisted. But in the Meath Louth area there, Bettystown Tidy Towns was one of the award winners in the Tourism and Special Recognition Awards, among with 4 others in that category. So it was a great thing for Meath and Louth to get that.
Well, it's not just on our beaches that we can be more sustainable and tidy. We can also improve in our homes this Christmas. Research by Repack has revealed Ireland is expected to generate over 100,000 tonnes of packaging waste this Christmas. That's a 4% increase on last year. 49% of people consider sustainability when purchasing Christmas presents. When it comes to reducing and reusing this Christmas, 72% will reuse last year's decorations, while 42% will opt for lower energy lighting. So what are some of the ways we can remain sustainable over the holidays? Repack has shared its top tips for a greener Christmas. With wrapping paper, wrap up in style this year by reimagining and recycling wrapping paper from gifts received, remembering to keep it clean, dry, and pop it in loose. Sweet and biscuit wrappers, Indulge in those essential holiday treats, but remember, the party isn't over until you recycle the wrappers. Reimagine plastic this Christmas by placing all your empty sweet and biscuit wrappers into the recycling bin, clean, dry and loose. Don't forget to recycle all the paper, cardboard boxes and Christmas cards you received this Christmas. Give plastic a second life by placing it in the recycling bin. All plastics, including soft plastic, which is anything you can scrunch in your hand, can go in the recycling bin. Glass bottles. Get into the festive spirit of reimagining glass this Christmas by recycling your glass bottles. Once you've enjoyed your drinks, make sure those empty bottles find their way to your local bottle bank. And that's all for this week's episode of Ours to Protect. For more information, you can visit our website at lmfm.ie. And we'll be back with our next episode in the new year on Tuesday, the 2nd of January.